This is season two of the Design and Transition podcast, a bilingual audio tapestry where we weave interviews, commentaries, and artistic explorations in Spanish and English. We converse about designing for systems level change towards more sustainable and equitable futures, as well as the transition design is taking in theory and practice. Today's conversation is in English. We will now direct our Spanish-speaking listeners to the end of the episode for the commentary in Spanish. La conversación de hoy es en inglés. Te invitamos a escuchar nuestra discusión en español acerca de esta al final del episodio.
Hi there, this is Marisol. I hope you're enjoying our second season so far. Today, I'm bringing to you the first episode of a two-part series in which we share portions of a conversation we, the Design and Transition team, hosted during the third North American PhD by Design Symposium, an online event held in April 2021. Our conversation was titled PhDs in Design, Reforming Knowledge, Practices, and Boundaries. In this first episode, we hear from current and prospective PhD candidates in design as they answer to a question that never gets old and is always being reformed and reinterpreted, which is, what is design? And then we wonder, as you listen, what are your reactions? Do you conceive design similarly, or is your concept of design completely different? Share those reactions with us through our social media and extend the conversation beyond its initial Zoom boundaries.
So hello everyone, my name is Sophia, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about the podcast. So our podcast is called Design in Transition or Diseño en Transición. It is a bilingual podcast, English-Spanish. And basically what we aim to do is interview people who are designing for systems level change towards more sustainable and equitable futures. So we don't necessarily interview designers, but we interview people working in interdisciplinary realms that have to do with a broader understanding of design.
I would add to that that this is in a way intertwined with many aspects that are changing in the field of design, in research, but also in relation to the institutions in which it takes place, the location of those, the context. And also it does play a big part in this, where we as researchers are actually coming from, where is home to us. And because of that, we will be covering a few different questions, or at least we have a few different questions prepared that could spark this conversation to explore these ideas, these main two questions that we will have today, but also to sort of look at them from different perspectives.
Before we get into the thick of the discussion, I think going back to this idea of maybe doing a longer set of introductions.
Hi everyone, Erica Dorn. I'm at Carnegie Mellon, but I currently live in Portland, Oregon. And so I thought we could just do a very simple introduction like that. Plus, if you know, we each put in at least one word kind of describing what our research is about. I think the question that we thought could help spark this conversation is to, say just a few more words, briefly describe how you understand design. So I'll just say that for me, it's connecting long vision with on the ground action. So I will pick Luis.
Okay, so I am at Indiana University. I'm actually doing a master's, but I am attending this to get a better sense of what it could mean to do a PhD in design. What is design to me? I think right now it's a way of putting people in other beings in the center of the work that I do, like being conscious of who or why or for who I'm doing things. I think that's how I'm trying to understand it, but I'm also challenging that idea a lot lately, so I think it's very unclear to me. Rimin?
Okay, so hi, I'm Rimin. So I'm still a master's student. Basically, I just graduated last year from Parsons, and my major is transdisciplinary design. So I'm just curious about the platform and research field in design PhD in North America. So I just attend this conference today. So my understanding of design for me is always changed because you can see my program's name, transdisciplinary design. sounds very complicated, right? And I was curious about what does transdisciplinary means and what does design mean when we put these two terms together. So for me, I think it depends on the progress and the journey like you are located in, like which step. Are you a beginner in the design field, or are you in like very long-term, like a researcher, or are you a faculty, are you a teacher, or even are you your master in the design field? For me, I think it really depends on the time and experience in this field. So for me, because my undergraduate is also about design and fine arts. So for me, I think design for me is about combining and digging different fields, social science, art, even literature, like fiction, and mingle these methods and knowledge together to address some social issues in some very profound strategy or intentionality. That is for me. I would love to call Julie.
Thanks. My name is Julie. I just started a PhD at the University of Applied Arts in Austria, and also have a research position at the University of Utrecht in the Netherlands. And what design is to me is has also been changing a lot over the years. But I've been thinking so much about how design has a own kind of like toolkit in itself, but it also draws from so many other methods. Like, I'm a social scientist, so like social science research comes to me as like, this is social science that design is also using. And now I do a lot with foresight and like all of these other methods. And of course, it's like design is visualizing, making tangible, which I think also draws from the arts. So I also always ask myself, how is it different from doing all those things individually and not calling oneself a designer, but calling oneself a, you know, like a qualitative researcher or a foresight expert or whatnot. And this is where, to me, I think of design as like a yoga sequence that you could be doing crunches separately. You could be running and you could be doing all of that, but then it brings it into this beautiful flow that in itself feels much more natural. It's much more enjoyable. And it feels like you don't focus on the individual activities, but just the entire flow. And it seems to make sense. And then for the next person, I would like to ask Mokhtara, if I pronounce your name right. How do I say it right?
Yeah, close. Hi, everyone. My name is Mokhtara. I'm actually not in any institutional affiliation right now. I am currently on the East Coast, but working for an affordable housing organization in Portland, Oregon, as their equitable design coordinator. I echo a lot of what has been said about design as a way of kind of actualizing and also questioning, wondering what design actually is. For me, I think that what separates design or kind of pulls in for me my understanding of myself as a designer is really the choreographing of different systems or engagements to create outcomes. And also that choreographing having to do with a larger picture outside of myself, like a larger community, a larger network, and also a larger mission. So the idea for me that you would see a through line through a designer's work of their kind of pedagogical beliefs or associations about the types of change and their theory of the type of change that should be made. And I don't believe Sophia has gone, so I'll call on Sophia.
Thank you. So hi everyone, my name is Sophia Bosch Gomez. I am a third year PhD researcher at Carnegie Mellon University. And for me, design, I think it has changed over the years, but it really relates to the type of research that I do. So I look at it as learning loops. And one of the basics for a designer for me is that they really are open to these learning loops, which can inform different processes regardless of the space where you're practicing design. But that has changed over the years. I haven't really thought about design in that way until now. And I will select Ahmed.
So research and practice. I mean, I have a few observations, mostly building on what everyone said, and kind of also now being on the other side of the fence, so to speak. I have noticed that particularly, I guess this has been a kind of gradual sea change over the last half decade, but especially in the last year or so, year and a half, you know, there's been kind of some very radical shifts that are still happening across academia and even industry. And shifts that have happened, I think, first in how people were doing research. So the attention starts within sort of scholarship being produced, the kinds of things that people are paying attention to, you know, which is what I mean by those shifts in research, right? But I'm glad to see that those shifts in research are now kind of filtering into both practice more broadly, you know, in industry, in academia, you know, and a lot of these changes have to do with, for example, there is a greater attention to the politics and ethics of design and designing. A much greater attention to other ways of designing. You know, I've noticed, right? Like there's been a whole lot of just, you know, discussion around what design could be other than what it is and where else we can look for alternative practices. So there's a whole discussion, I think, about alternative forms of design practice that design researchers are now paying attention to, right? Issues of decolonization, issues of social justice. And what's really, I think, interesting and you know, and quite heartening for me to see is that, you know, even very traditional design conservatories like art schools are beginning to think about these things. I think I would mostly encapsulate my take on it as, you know, there's an ongoing search for alternative forms of designing. There is already many research agendas that didn't exist 5 years ago that are now prevalent, like transition design for one, you know, design justice for another. You have all of these collectives, all of these kind of movements, if that's the right word for them. So I do think, you know, that things have certainly changed quite a lot and are continuing to change. So it's an exciting time, I guess, to be a PhD. And a faculty and faculty as well. Although, you know, academic structures and industry structures are by and large still structurally they're the same. Let's see who hasn't gone yet. Oh, Esther just joined. Maybe you can ask her to.
Yeah. So super excited to be here. Thanks for having me. My name is Esther. I'm a first year doctoral student at Carnegie Mellon. Part of the transition design program. And what design means to me, I see it as a paradox. And so kind of working through that particular piece in the US setting.
Great. I'm going to select Marisol and then Silvana. I think that'll round out all the introductions. Hu Zhang, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Pardon.
No, yeah, definitely. Go first.
Hello everyone. My name is Hu Ji. Now I'm a design researcher at Northeastern, affiliated to the Institute Center for Design, and I was admitted in UT Austin as a PhD student, but not in design. I have an MFA background, but I decided to go for human-computer interaction and artificial intelligence because I find, well, there are not so many design PhDs positions in the United States, so I need to shift the directions and thinking about design as a method or tool and understand how it helps to facilitate computer science or other kind of disciplines. So from my perspective, I perceive design as a way of making things, but iteratively, like iterative making things. And so through practicing, we find some new knowledge and then we harness those knowledge into other kinds of things. So why I'm thinking about designs versus design research, it's a little bit different. I think like design research is more like a way that we adopt different research methods from other kinds of disciplines and to inform the design to inform some design implications or not.
I was actually like cheating a bit and I was taking notes on all the definitions that you were giving. I really like Riemann's definition of like it depends who is talking about design and what is the definition for that person, whether you're a professor or like a new designer. So I really like that. And inspired by that, I feel like, and I think I introduced myself before, so I'm also a third year in the PhD program in transition design at CMU. So going into the definition of design, and I'll keep this very short, is that there are processes of becoming together that involve the making of things that could be physical or it could be other things, ideas. Pass the microphone to Silvana now.
Thank you. My name is Silvana Juri. I'm a second year PhD student at Carnegie Mellon, and I am from Uruguay. The way that I'm seeing design is as a type of practical wisdom that is needed in transformational processes, so in processes of change.
You are listening to Design and Transition, a podcast brought to you by
Marisol Ortega,
Nandini Nair,
Erica Dorn,
Sofia Bosch Gomez,
Silvana Juri,
Alex Bolzin, with the support of the School of Design at Carnegie Mellon University. The audio production was done by Kyle Levy. Thanks for joining us. Make sure to subscribe and follow us on Twitter or Instagram as we release new episodes. You can find us as @DInTransition. We welcome direct messages about new guests, suggestions, ideas, and comments. Until the next episode.